From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. There's only a little time left in this year's tax season, and for those of you who don't have health insurance, the Affordable Care Act requires you to pay a penalty. Or at least, that's how the law was written. But recent efforts to repeal the ACA are causing some confusion. So KBIA's Michaela Tucker spoke with University of Missouri Extension Professor Andrew Zumwalt to clarify.
President Trump signed this executive order. The executive order's goal was to minimize the, quote, unwarranted economic and regulatory burdens of that act. Does that relate to this penalty?
I think it's a little unclear. You can issue executive orders, but there's some limit on how much power they have. You know, one thing the IRS did do is they came out and they said, if you filed a return and it left your ACA situation kind of hazy, so let's say you didn't pay the penalty or didn't mark that you needed to pay the penalty, but you didn't have health insurance, this year the IRS was going to institute a software change that basically said your return would be rejected. But they walked back from that. But that sounds like, oh, they're applying that executive order. But if you step back a little bit, it's been that way the past few years. The IRS, I think, they are following the executive order, but they also took the easy way out and saying, well, we're not going to reject any of those returns this year. So it makes them a little bit easier on them. They don't have to implement a new software change, but they look like they're still following the policy. So it works out.
So with this executive order, I'm going to read a portion of it.
Sure.
And in Section 2, it says, to the maximum extent permitted by the law, the Secretary of Health and Human Services and the heads of all other executive departments and agencies shall exercise all authority and discretion available to them to waive, defer, grant exemptions from, or delay the implementation of any provision or requirement of the Act that would impose a fiscal burden on any state or a cost, fee, tax, penalty, or regulatory burden on individuals, families, healthcare providers, health insurers, patients, recipients of health services, purchasers of health insurance, or makers of medical devices, products, or medications. There's a tiny part in there that says that discretion available to waive, defer, or grant exemptions from. That penalty, that tax, does that say that that will be waived?
It seems that within that reading, there is the phrase within the law. And so the law is still that there is a penalty applied. And so the IRS has come out and said, you know, hey, we're going to change our software policy on this so that we don't reject those returns. But the law still applies in that there is a penalty if you don't have insurance or you don't have an exemption.
Isn't the IRS too under-resourced to notice if I don't pay the penalty?
Two things there. One is I absolutely agree that the IRS is under-resourced. Having said that, they're getting much better at analyzing returns. And so many of the returns that we see that come back at the Voluntary Income Tax Assistance site, those are really the problems or issues are found by machine. And so the software looks at a return and says, okay, there's no exemption, there's no penalty, send out a letter saying, explain your situation. And so while I agree that the IRS is under-resourced, I wouldn't count on their under-resourcefulness to mean that you're not going to get a letter asking you to explain your situation.
Is there anything else you think Missourians should know in these last couple of days of tax season?
So I think it's really important to understand that taxes are due on the 18th this year. The 15th is on a Saturday. I hope you haven't waited this long, but there's still some resources out there if you have.
That was KBIA's Michaela Tucker speaking with Andrew Zumwalt about the Affordable Care Act tax penalty.